poor slave Richard from Burnt Hills, New York. My comment is to Steve Corwin's Living on Earth. I'd like to point out that the sea level was 400 feet below today's present levels, approximately 12,000 years ago. At that time, the Bahamas were attached to Florida, and the Laurentide ice sheet was forming the Great Lakes and Long Island. I'd also like to point out that around 800 to 1200 AD, during the medieval warming period, the Norse people were farming Greenland. There weren't trains, planes, or automobiles, or coal-fired power plants. This is historical scientific fact. I do not reject science, and would instead counter that those who insist that man is responsible for climate disruption, in fact, reject the science which counters their narcissistic, paranoid globalist ideology and agenda to control people's lives and restrict my freedom. So please tell me exactly when the climate hasn't been disrupted. Isn't spring a disruption of winter and fall a disruption of summer?
Sydney, I'm calling from Kingston, New York. I was appalled over what Rosemary said this morning regarding the Jon Stewart show and the choice that they made for the new host, how they should have chose a woman over a black man merely because she's a woman, and why they always choose the black male rather than the woman. I'm not really sure how you can promote these kind of racist undertones on your show.
My name is Kiko Govantis. I'm calling from Catskill, New York. And I just heard Dr. London's speech about Israeli-Palestinian relations and U.S. involvement and President Obama and so on. I was really shocked to hear him, and I quote, "The Palestinians have nothing to offer," unquote. I'm not pro or anti anybody. I just think with thinking like that, we get nowhere. And I was very, very, very saddened to hear those words coming out of a man that I respected up until this point.